The Lord bless you with his discernment and wisdom. And I want to begin by making something very clear to you all, since we've been under attack by enemies of the cross. Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. He's come in the flesh, was crucified, died, and was buried. He rose again and sits at the right hand of the Father on high, where he will rule and reign forever and ever. I'm making this statement to clarify exactly whose messenger I am, in case foolish men have sown doubt in your minds. And the scripture that was quickened to me is from the second letter of John, the first chapter. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the very commandment you have heard from the beginning, that you must walk in love. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, refusing to confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch yourselves so that you do not lose what we have worked for, that you may be fully rewarded. Well, when I came into prayer today, just to be honest with you all, I've been going through a spell of weakness and sickness with fibromyalgia. It's just been more intense than normal. And when it's like that, I tend to wonder what on earth is going on, because I get plenty of prayer and plenty of spiritual warfare. And so whatever it is, the Lord has been allowing it. And I really sought him on this today. I wanted a final word on it. I said, here I am, Lord, hoping to understand truly what is going on. I've been sick and weak for days, not fully functioning. Please help me to understand. The Lord Jesus began, you are suffering right now for other souls, Claire. Your compassionate heart cry to me for mercy is being heard, and I need this spiritual, physical offering from you. So many right now are suffering in unimaginable ways. I cry with them, and your free will offering is turning the tide on many things. I know you understand. I know also that this has been very hard and frustrating for you. But today you finally realized what it was all about. It wasn't punishment, although you should never take for granted that your indiscretions should be overlooked. I atoned with every drop of my blood for the sins of the world, yours included. Never take this precious offering for granted. That wounds me deeply. When do you take it for granted? When you could use restraint and please me, but you choose to indulge and please yourself. Very simply put, that is presumption on your part, thinking that I will look the other way. I don't look the other way, and it does wound me. But you have been forgiven, and I see your love for me is growing beyond your love of self. Victory leads to victory, defeat to more defeat. Always, from moment to moment, rise with my grace to be the victor over your passions. Do not step down, demote yourself, or compromise with your flesh. Always, dear one, step up, get firmer control through your spirit, and subjugate your flesh to my desires. I know how hard this can be for you at times, but if you're to run the race to win, you have to use more self-control. Consider my tears when you let me down. That should be enough to stop you. The suffering in this world now is horrendous. So many refugees are in total shock over what has happened to them. Many husbands were murdered in plain sight of their wives. Children raped and beheaded. The atrocities are beyond comparing to the Dark Ages. They are way worse, as soulless beings execute the innocent with no conscience. Others around them conform out of fear. Others yet I save and call out. But nonetheless, what these refugees have suffered is beyond description, and many of them are totally broken people, never to recover. They do need your prayers and offerings when you can manage it. So you have asked me why you are so sick, and that is why, my dove. Of course, there are evil people and spiritual warfare and wickedness in high places, but what I do allow is for the sake of the broken ones, and also to prepare for what is coming. As things continue to get dire and desperate in the world, I will call upon you and your prayer warriors for offerings. Never will I burden you beyond your strength, but you must take it to heart. My grace is sufficient for you, Claire. My power is expressed through your weakness. So do not lament what you cannot do right now because of sickness. Rather, be a cheerful giver and know that what I've allowed you to suffer is for the sake of others in far worse situations. And I just wanted to say as an aside here, Ezekiel went to the Bible Promise Book for a word from the Holy Spirit today. That's my husband, Ezekiel. And he opened to parents' duties. And that almost always means that if you're suffering, it is for other souls. The words of Jesus confirmed that to me just now. Then he continued, "There are things I wish to address in this little community of believers. The scripture readings you were given today weigh heavily on my mind and heart. I am wanting you to share them and your reaction to them, for you have my understanding according to my spirit." Oh, dear ones, they were really harsh readings, but if I must, according to the Lord's desire, I will share them. "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we've preached to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you have accepted, let them be under God's curse. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." That's Galatians, the first chapter. The Lord continues here. "Some very clever and skilled deceivers have been attacking this flock behind your back, and these are headed for perdition. They are not sincere believers as they pretend to be. They are Satanists who are incensed with my invitations for them to repent. As you noticed, a new level of attack was launched against you immediately after I invited them to come to me. Do not be fooled, heart dwellers. These unclean spirits behind these attacks have nothing but your ruin in their minds. They hate all that is good and righteous. They despise the truth and are skilled in mimicking me and presenting sound arguments that are nothing more than suggestions from their corrupted intellects. I know, Claire, that you are hesitating to write that they are Satanists, but understand they are accursed for perverting the truth and luring the innocent into error and darkness. Forewarned is forearmed, my little flock. I am allowing this because the deceptions yet to come by those who rule in this world are even more perverse, and you are being trained in discernment. I am speaking to all of you now. I have allowed these agents of Satan to raise their ugly heads so that you could be trained in discernment. You have only to ask yourself how they make you feel. Panic, fear, anxiety, a loss of peace, confusion, lies, manipulation, and false accusations, questionable interpretations of the scriptures should immediately warn you that they are not sent by me. You were doing so well in the love of the truth I was teaching you. Why have you departed to throw your lot in with evildoers? For those of you who recognize deceit when you see it, I commend you for your spirituality that cleaves to the truth and knows no other voice than your shepherd's. Pray for the weaker ones among you who have not yet walked in my ways or learned my voice. Pray also for the deceived ones, that they would repent before it's too late, for many of them live in high-risk areas of the country and will not be spared. If you want to recognize those who are in league with Satan, here is your chance to observe their tactics. But I do not wish for you to argue doctrine with these. They see you as stupid for loving me. They have no interest in the truth, but your prayers on their behalf can change that. Truly, I do hate to see their demise. I died for them too. Lord, I forgive them. Did not hold the sin against them. He continued, as you wish, Claire, but I'm asking the rest of you heart dwellers to be advised. I have not sent these to rescue you from a false teacher. The enemy has sent them to steal the words of truth I have spoken through her mouth. It is up to you to discern. Forewarned is forearmed. Now, my dear heart dwellers, I bless you with my wisdom and discernment, that you may recognize good from evil. And again, those of you who are workers of iniquity, I know your works. I know your father. He is the deceiver and skilled with his wicked tongue. But you are the ones who are duped. He is doing to you what you were trying to do to those on this channel. You were deceived by his empty promises. You have nothing to look forward to in hell but a solitary prison cell with several demons trained in dismembering your bodies and applying the fire. They will entertain themselves at your expense for eternity. My suggestion to you is consider that what you've sown is what you will reap. You too are victims of the deceiver. Repent while you still have life's breath. Your time on this earth is soon coming to a close. I have no desire to lose you. My heart is to forgive and do good to you. But I cannot help you if you continue to follow him. Remember, Satan is only playing you, doing to you what you are doing to these innocents. You are being duped. He will provide you with all kinds of rewards while you are on this earth to convince you that his word is trustworthy. But when you die, you'll discover the real truth. Then you'll not be able to turn around and repent, and your eternity will be sealed. Know that I love you as my own children, but I can do nothing for you while you follow him. Consider who speaks the truth here and repent. I will receive you with open arms.